da 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 We won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right? Fire nose! Rainbow puss! Bright schnoz! Then on foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so soft to play, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, with a little more attitude than we're used to hearing, sung by Vox Pop. And I'd like the four of you to introduce yourselves to us.
I'm Johanna Grüssner, and I'm a soprano in the group.
Maura May.
David Deschamps.
And I'm Jeff Spurgeon.
Okay, we should say that David Deschamps, David, I've obviously gone through many years having Deschamps mispronounced, and you're going to make up for it today.
Yes, actually, I went to French Catholic parochial school, and they used to pronounce it David Deschamps. So I'm going to pronounce it correctly. So my grandmother will be proud.
Well, the four of you are Vox Pop, based in New York City.
Yes.
And you have an interesting take on Christmas songs. Why don't you explain what you're up to here? David?
Well, it all started because we were doing, we had a lot of fun jazzy arrangements of Christmas stuff, and we started thinking this was a great way to make a little extra money around the holidays because we all sang together in different groups around New York City. So we put together a program and started advertising ourselves, and we just wanted some arrangements that were a little more fun and a little more interesting. So we just decided that we should do them ourselves. So we did.
David's not telling the entire story.
No.
Because what he should say is that he was a fierce devotee of children's television. Well, of all television, as a child. And when he began to arrange these songs, the TV stuff just kind of crept into the work and soon pervaded it and took it over.
So where most of our listeners may be familiar with the song, We Three Kings, David, you imagine the three kings searching on a mission to find their objective and
exactly. Actually, that desert. Idea for that song was Jeff's, to put We Three Kings under a 5/4.
It's a song that works in 5/4, and there's only a couple of songs in that time signature, five beats to the measure, that are really well known.
So his idea, I went with it and ran way too far, probably.
Well, let's hear what you found after all that running.
Kings all three, such splendid men are we, but we got lost and now we're out to sea. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, hill and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Galilee, the Dead Sea, up a tree, where are we?
To and fro we go, but we don't know where we are, where's that blasted star? Oh, rich and fair are the robes we wear, but we'd give everything for one good map. Bye.
Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba. Wow.
Who can it be?
Larry King!
Mission of the Three Kings. Tell me, after you merge two songs that way, can you ever hear one without thinking of the other after that?
No.
Well, I never knew the original versions, so I just know these arrangements.
Yes, Johanna, you are from Scandinavia.
Yeah, I'm from Finland.
So some of these references to American television are completely exotic.
Well, my homework from Vox Pop was to go home and watch Charlie Brown and The Grinch so that I would get the jokes in our arrangements.
And how is she doing?
She's doing very well.
Great. She's doing
very
great.
Well.
Wonderfully.
You reminded me, when I heard these merges, this happened after hearing a performance of the last time I saw Paris recently. And it occurred to me that it was, in many ways, the same song as Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and I've been unable to separate those two songs in my mind for the past year.
Yeah, that's what happens. I think that's what David's great talent is, that he does hear connections in pieces and manages to combine them, and then I think writes wonderfully for just four voices, which is harder than writing for five or six and doing the jazz in them.
How do you write these, David? And what do you do? Do you sit at the piano? Or?
You mostly sit at the piano. Mostly it's coming up with a concept. In music in general, there are just so many options that it's really wonderful to have like a sort of limited number of resources and put yourself in a framework and then write for that. Basically, like the first one that I wrote was the Rudolph one, and I just thought it would be really funny to have a sort of B-52's take on Rudolph. So I just sort of went with it from there. Once I come up with the idea, it's pretty easy to make it work.
Well, one of my favorites on your CD is the track in which you discover the sensuous subtext of Frosty the Snowman. And I was wondering if you would favor us with that number now.
Certainly.
Frosty the Snowman, he had to hurry on his way. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun. Now before I melt away, down to the village with a broomstick in his hand. Running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. He only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Frosty the Snowman, he had to hurry on his way. So he waved bye-bye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump. Look at Frosty go.
He gives me fever.
Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump. Over the hills of snow.
What a lovely way to melt. What a lovely way to melt. What a lovely way to melt. What a lovely way to melt, Frosty. Bye bye.
Wonderful version of Frosty the Snowman, and Maura gets some of the best, Peggy Lee lines there to sing.
Absolutely, one of the few moments the alto really gets to shine.
Well, we have time for another song before we go, and I won't make you sing "This Is NPR's All Things Considered" again. But
you've already forgotten what we did.
Because you've already forgotten it, so it's a good thing. But why don't you take us out?
His righteousness
and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love,
and wonders of, and wonders of his love, joy. Oh, joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men, let them, their songs, let songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains,
repeat
the sounding joy, pop.
Repeat
the sounding joy, pop.
Repeat
the sounding.
Resounding joy, 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 resounding joy.
Our guests are Vox Bop, Maura May, Johanna Grüssner, Jeffrey Spurgeon, and David Deschamps.
Oui.
thank you all very much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
NPR's All Things Considered.